Is there a publishing house in the world with a grander frontage than that of Oxford University Press? A fitting reminder that this is an institution of gravitas, a major player for 500 years, and the world's most productive university publishing house by far.
Here at Oxford University Press, we've got fantastic global range and reach. We publish in a vast range of subjects, from the classics through to indigenous language schemes in countries like South Africa. We employ 5,000 staff in more than 51 countries around the world. And as a department of the university, we're very synced up with the university's mission, the dissemination of scholarship and education worldwide. And internationally, many people's first experience of learning the English language will have been from one of our books, such as the Oxford Advanced Learners Dictionary, which sells a copy every minute and a half worldwide.
Leaving aside the ever-expanding growth of electronic books and journals, these are just some of the titles published by Oxford University Press. It's said that getting on for a half of British children learn how to read from the university's reading schemes. But the jewel in the crown is the Oxford English Dictionary. This is the touchstone of the English language worldwide. The editor of the OED is hard at it, checking and validating the weekly explosion of words that pass across his desk. Slang, Americanisms, technobabble, all clamouring for recognition in the ever-changing, morphing English language.
Well, at the moment I'm working on subprime, which was a very important word in the banking financial sector from the 1970s onwards, but it's only just come into international public notice through the credit crunch.
Subprime is defined, its pedigree authenticated. At the click of a mouse, it becomes a part of the Oxford English Dictionary. Some would say of the English language itself. John Simpson and his team give the imprimatur to about four new entries a day into the OED.